Paid for by IMIC Incorporated.
The Cure with Amy Cabo is brought to you by IMIC Research. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Again today, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo, also here with Dr. Boris Nikolov. You can listen to us online at www.880thebiz.com, or you can download the app 880 AM The Biz. Make sure to stay tuned. Later on, we'll be opening for lines. So today, I wanted to speak to you guys. I was hoping that everyone had a wonderful Christmas, which is the most joyous time of the year. And I know that Christmas is very special for most of us. And I hope that everybody had a wonderful Christmas. Though I have to admit, and I think that Boris would agree with me, we both had something weighing very heavily in our mind. We realized because of a tragedy that hit close to home, we realized that for some people, Christmas was not a joyous occasion. And so my son on Christmas Day gave me very good news. He told me he had gotten straight A's this semester. It's very good news for a mother. But my daughter and son also told me that the little third grade little girl that I had spoken about last week from a double homicide, now triple homicide suicide, has joined her mother and her little brother in heaven. I remember praying for this little girl, and I was wondering what were people's hopes. And I can tell you what some of the reactions were. People were hoping that she'd survive this, that she'd be able to overcome the memory of her father doing such a horrible thing, having lost her entire family, that she'd rise above it, find the strength, and live life normally. That's what we all hope for. But then some other people thought it's better she doesn't survive this. Who wants to live with that memory? Who wants to go through life knowing that once you had a family and it's all gone? And so only God knows. Sometimes he takes the very best early. Only God knows why things happen the way they do. And I thought to myself, there was a time I lost my entire family. I was 15. I did get two sisters back when I married at 27, but when I was 15, it was as if my family had died. And this is what maybe some people worried about this little girl, that they were thinking it was best she didn't make it, is that would she grow up with PTSD and be suicidal? I have to tell you that my teenage years, being alone and having no family, even though I had a strong belief in God, were very difficult. And because I had PTSD and I didn't have any support system except the friends that I would make, and thank God for that, and the people that he would put in my way, I was subconsciously suicidal. Sometimes I was conscious of it. But every time that I did a lot of drugs, I say I was suicidal. I remember going on, and I talk about this in my book because I want to show the world that at one point I was very human. Just because I've made it this far or I believe to be successful doesn't mean it was always this easy. Sometimes things take time. And I remember that I would self-medicate. And one day I was self-medicating for 3 days in a row. Cocaine. And now this would be my maybe third convulsion. But this time I passed out. And as the person was holding me in the bathroom, he described me blue, my mouth wide open, my tongue sticking out. What do I remember? Complete pitch black. I was laying flat in still air, mid-air, and it was complete peace and serenity. I loved where I was, and where I was come from was narrow, and where I was going was wide, and it was welcoming, and I wanted to continue, but something kept me there. The person holding me would say my name, then mention my daughter's name, who was maybe 2 or 3 years old at the time. Amy, your daughter. Amy, your daughter. And the voice that was very faint at first kept coming in louder and louder. And I remember that I took a deep breath and I tried to stand up, concerned about my daughter, knowing I had to come back for her. What's wrong with my daughter? What's going on with my daughter? I would say, but my legs were spaghetti. And I didn't get the strength right away. I was pretty much coming back. And, you know, maybe those are the things that people worry about that can happen. Though I was very blessed. And for some reason, I did not die. And I'm here. And because of it, I've tried to make the best out of it. I've tried to do what I can with my days and try to make my days count and try to make everything worthwhile so that I know that my life and my being here is not in vain. My faith helped me through a lot of things, but it was a combination of things. Not only was it my faith that grew because of constant prayer, but also my actions, what I would do, doing kind things, helping others. Actually, I heard I do look at psychologists and things, and I read things to see how else I can help people, because it's not only my opinion that counts or what I know. I mean, I try to help, but we can all learn from each other. We all have something that we can bring to the table. And this existential psychologist talked about having responsibility. He even talked about how he even spoke to people who were suicidal, and they needed to have responsibility. The more responsibility that they had, the more self-worth that they would feel. And as such, I wanted to share with you guys something that I found. It's a testimonial by somebody who was very close to suicide. This is called God Saved Me from Suicide.
When I was 16 years old, I planned to commit suicide because life was just too heavy. It was just too much for me. It was just too much. I was an atheist who had been through a lot of hurt and who had been hurt by a lot of people and was really self-centered and selfish, and all I thought about was my own pain, and I couldn't get out of it. And finally, I decided that I didn't want to keep doing life anymore. And when you're an atheist, it kind of, if life gets too hard, there's really no reason to keep going. I don't know. For me, I was just too selfish. And so I planned to commit suicide. And the day that I planned to commit suicide, I came home from school and I was having a nervous breakdown, I think. And I remember my grandma looking at me going, just understanding, she just knew. I don't know how she knew. I guess it was God. But she said, something's wrong with you and you have to go to church. And I said, there's no way I'm going to church. Those happy Christians that never have any problems. And I hated Christians. I hated people who talked about Jesus because they always seemed to be pointing their finger at me and telling me, you know, this hateful thing, hateful speech. You know, God hates you because you do this. And if you do this, then God hates you and he's going to send you to hell. And so I never wanted to be around Christians. And I sure didn't want to go. But she just kept on and she would not stop screaming at me until I finally was just like, okay, if you stop screaming, I'll go and sit in this building just so that you'll shut up, pretty much, is what I said. And I went there and I sat in the back and I crossed my arms and I pretty much was like waiting for it to be over so I could leave and fulfill the plan that I'd had to commit suicide that night. And the guy starts talking, the preacher, he says, he starts talking about pain in people's lives. And he seemed to just describe my whole life, my whole story. It seemed like he was talking straight to me. And I was getting kind of weirded out. I was like, I gotta get out of here. This is weird. And then the guy, the preacher, white-headed southern preacher, was like, start crying. And that got my attention. I was just thinking, why is he crying? And all of a sudden he says, there's a suicidal spirit in the room. And all the hair stood up on my arms, and I was like, I got to get out of here. This is weird. he just kept crying. And he said, please come up. We want to pray for you because God has a plan for your life. And I know that you don't understand why there's so much pain in your heart, but God made you. And he made you to be connected with him. He made you so that he could love you and so that you could love him back and experience a life like you've never known before in him, just knowing that God is real and that he loves you and he has a plan for your life. Please come up and let us pray for you, whoever it is that has that suicidal spirit. And he cried while he said that. And I had too much pride. I was like, there's no way I'm going to go stand in front of these Christians and say, I have problems. I was like, no way. Even though I thought it was really weird. So I got up and I went towards the door. And finally, I was like, I'm out of here. And went towards the door and there was a man standing at the door, another man with white hair. And he had been crying, I guess. I don't know. They're crying a lot, I guess. He was crying and he caught my attention because I had never seen an old man cry before. And I'm looking at this guy and he said, the Lord wants me to speak to you. And he said, he knows the pain in your heart. He's seen you cry yourself to sleep at night. And he died to take that pain out of your heart. He experienced it while he was on the cross so you don't have to keep holding it there anymore. And I just looked at him. I was like, wow. And he kept talking about other things that he couldn't have known. And he said, would you please let me pray for you? And I felt like he loved me, a stranger. He really loved me. And he said, God loves you, and that's why I love you, and I want to pray for you. I said, okay. Finally, I said, okay, you can pray for me. And then he put his hand on my shoulder and said, felt like God of the universe showed up and I saw who I was. I saw that I was sinful. I saw that there was this perfect, holy, loving God who was right in front of me. The God of the universe. Why does he care about me? I don't know. He's just standing there and I just feel like God's saying, you know, he's showing me who I am. I'm all the love I thought I had. I was selfish all the time. I thought I loved my brothers and sisters, but that was only till they got on my nerves. And I thought I loved my boyfriend and my friends, but if they did me wrong, I was always selfish and conditional. And I understood that, you know, sleeping with my boyfriend was wrong. It just felt like I just understood my sin. It was not loving. It was not selfless. It was selfish, all of it. And God's standing there showing me this picture of myself, and at the same time he's wrapping his arms around me going, I want to make you new. I want to make you new. I want to make you new. I want to show you how to live, how to love. I want you to know that I love you just the way you are, but I'm not going to leave you that way. And so I just remember waking up the next day, and I looked at my ceiling, and I was like, okay, I wasn't supposed to wake up today, so why am I waking up? why do you want me here? What do you want with me? And my whole life has been in an adventure since then.
This is The Cure. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, and you're listening to 880 AM The Biz. Listen to us every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m.
This night is cold in the kingdom. I can feel you fade away. From the kitchen to the bathroom sinking, your steps keep me awake. Don't cut me down, throw me out, leave me here to waste. I once was a man with dignity and grace. Now I'm slipping through the cracks of your cold embrace. Oh please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy I hope you can show me. If you wanna go then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Welcome back to the show. For those who are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. We mainly talk about trauma and recovery, ways of healing. And today we've been talking about serious traumas, things that would probably make somebody suicidal or have a really, really hard time. So I was trying to explain the things that I've learned that I've had to do to get to where I am today, because I did go through bouts of moments that I did not want to live, that I wished I had never been born. But I learned that there was a combination of things that helped me. Not only was it prayer and faith, but also it was having responsibilities. It was doing things, having the right act. And also what was very important was my perception, the perception of my mind, how I viewed things. Do I want to look at the glass half empty or half full? Do I want to see things in a negative light or in a positive light? Do I want to think about the worst case scenario, or do I want to look at the best case scenario? What could possibly be good? Let's say, for example, a child that believes, oh, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Child number two believes words hurt. Now, let's say these children, somebody says something hurtful to them. Now, child number one may brush it off, say, you know, it's only God that matters. What God thinks of me, that's the only thing that matters. I don't have a bruise. I don't have a cut. I'm not injured. I'm stronger than that. That child may not hurt, but I'm not too sure about the second child. So it's the way that you look at things and how you look at things. The way that I was able to change my perception was I stopped believing that I was going to allow something from my past to hurt me. I stopped believing that I was supposed to be broken or damaged. I learned that I had every ability like everyone else, that God loved me just as much, that everything wasn't a loss. And I don't think that my success is because I own a business or I have nice things, but it's the love that I feel in my life. Because you can have all the money in the world and all the riches and the biggest house, but if there's no love, it's empty. Yes. And also, what also helped me was God, actually. Every time that a song that hits home comes on the radio, I don't find it a coincidence. That's something I needed to hear. Sometimes when I see things on Facebook or on YouTube, that's not a coincidence. That's something that I needed to hear. Like Tim Tebow, the foundation that he has, he talks about that Jesus is on your side, and this really helped me. Okay, so we don't have that one. Okay, so Tim Tebow was a football player that I believe he was a quarterback. I don't know much about football, but he had miraculous numbers. He wore a biblical scripture number on his forehead, and everyone else did. And at one point, all the yards that he made, all the passes that he made, all the numbers made sense. I don't really remember exactly what it was, but it was quite interesting. It was very nice. And Tim Tebow is actually a very spiritual guy, I come to find out. And that just comes to show that it doesn't matter who you are or where you've come from, or it doesn't matter how much you have. God could still be in your life, poor
or
rich.
Song first.
It doesn't matter anyway, anything that's going on. So another thing that I found very helpful was giving myself responsibilities. Having my daughter helped me a lot. It gave me a lot of strength. And for those that don't have daughters, then what they have is they can, even if they have no one, give yourself chores, give yourself responsibilities, give yourself a routine, something to do. It'll give you self-worth. Do kind things for another. I believe that will make you feel better. And for me, prayer was very important. That was my source of strength.
Just be busy?
Yeah, just keep yourself busy. There'll be times that you feel sad. There'll be times that you don't feel right. But that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay sometimes to have bad moments.
That passes. And I know PTSD. I have a daughter with PTSD. And I do worry sometimes because she believes in psychics and I don't. I believe in God, but that's her belief and I have to respect it. But because of that, I have to understand where people are coming from, where they don't have God. Then what can they turn to? Then they can count on themselves, know that the more responsibilities that they give themselves, because we are creatures that want to excel, that we want to succeed. Nobody wants to stay stagnant. People want to continue. They want to feel like they have a purpose in life. People want to feel like they contribute to society.
Being productive. That's important.
I mean, how about your story? You came from Bulgaria. You're a hard worker. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your story?
Okay. I don't think I have PTSD, but I guess the whole idea applies to different conditions, different situations.
Well, you may have PTSD by association.
Yeah, I know that. I was getting nauseous when you were pregnant. Yeah, I mean, lately, true. That's actually very true. Let's talk about the relationship between people, you know, how I feel your symptoms, you feel my symptoms. That's interesting. I don't know. Sometimes I feel depressed too, actually. Maybe, you know.
But it's short-lived. We can't afford to stay depressed too long. We have kids to tend to and responsibilities to tend
to. Maybe I'm using the word too frivolously.
And that's what this existential psychologist was talking about, is that give yourself responsibilities and give yourself plenty of things to do. And as time gets by, you'll want to do better. And as you do better, you'll feel better about yourself. That's just a natural thing. And also your frame of mind, your perception. If you think that if you feel bad for your circumstances or what you've been through, look at the news sometimes. See what's going on around the world. See somebody who's in a worse situation or in a worse position. Look at the bright side. Count your blessings. Be thankful that you're alive.
You can be worse off. Yes.
I mean, you can even be thankful for a sunny day or
small things.
Precious time spent with family. Things that we sometimes take for granted, because families really are so precious. For someone that lost all of her family, I do find
well,
like,
I think that
our
actually you're better off
precious.
Without your family. But that's my opinion. You know, some people just have weird families.
Well, you don't choose who you're born to.
Right.
And you don't. You have absolutely no control over what happens to you as a child.
Right.
But you do have control over how you react to it as an adult.
Yep.
So here's Tim Tebow.
What we can't understand in the midst of pain is we serve a God that heals broken things and broken people. And he sent his son down to this earth, and I can only imagine what kind of agony it caused him, but he did that so that later his son could heal broken people. See, God was broken and Jesus was broken so that we don't have to be in the midst of our pain. He can heal our brokenness, and he can mend us, and he can bring us together so that it doesn't end with tragedy. It ends with triumph. It doesn't end with being able to, with hurting. It ends with healing. It doesn't end with want. It ends with celebration. And when we know Jesus, all those things are true, and we win. And if we were playing in a game right now and we were down by a huge margin, 50-0 in the middle of the game, and it's still the first quarter, but we just knew that at the end we were going to have a miraculous comeback, how much confidence will we have? How much excitement will we have knowing that some point in this game we're winning? But that's what we get in life, is sometimes for some people, we are down 50-0 in the first quarter. And I'm not trying to say that that's easy, because there is so much that hurts around us. But when we know Jesus, at some point in our game, we win. At some point, we come back. At some point, our MVP steps up and balls out for us. And we can have that hope. We can have that assurance. We can have that faith. And it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean that we're not devastated through it. But it means that we can look through our devastation. We can look past it into the hope that Jesus brings to us.
This is South Florida's Business Station. You're listening to The Cure at 880 AM The Biz. This is your host, Amy Cabo.
Tonight is my appraisal, 'cause I'm a hooker selling songs and my pimp's a record label. This world
world is full of demon stocks and bonds and Bible traders. So I do the deed, get up and leave, a climber and a sadist. Yeah. Are you ready for the sequel? Ain't you ready for the latest in the garden of evil? I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral. I'll be praying for the faithless, and if you lose, boo-hoo. Their honeysuckle phonies, and they celebrate my medals, or they wanna take my trophies. Some are loyal soldiers, while these other thorns are rosy. And if you never know who you can trust, then trust me, you'll be lonely. Oh, are you ready for the sequel? Ain't ready for the latest in the garden of evil. I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral.
Can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Hi, we are back, and thank you for joining us. This is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo, at 880 AM The Biz. We've been talking survivors mainly, but anybody's welcome to call, whether you're a guy or a girl and you're having a hard time. You want to share your story. You have some questions. I believe everybody's story is a story of a survivor, of somebody who has excelled because they made it through and they actually do have a story to tell. And also, and just so that you know, the number here is 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350. We're going to have that lines open for callers. Earlier, I was talking about the things that I did to get to where I am today. And if you read my book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, you'll see it took me quite a long time, about 25 years maybe. So, like I said, I wanted this to be like an open platform where people can share ideas and be there for one another and share their success stories so that we can learn to overcome things, because that is the key goal in life, is to live, succeed, and be well. At least that's what God wants of us, and I'm sure that's what most of us want. But I did learn from somebody, even though I've never read the Bible, and I don't really read the Bible to tell you the truth, but a lot of people have told me that the Bible's very helpful.
It is.
They love the scriptures. They say that they just feel so it's so soothing to them. They feel comfort. And I mean, from reading, I don't know. To me, I mean, I've tried reading the Bible, but it's kind of complicated for me. I really don't get it. But I did find some scriptures that I found really interesting, and I'll read them to you because I did not know the Bible said this, but I was really impressed. So I'm going to read them to you. And it goes like this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. For the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but gave us power, love, and self-discipline. Timothy 1:7. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Proverbs 22:4. Oh, I'm sorry. It didn't start from the beginning. Let me start it from the beginning. Where do I find strength? My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. He gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40:29. For those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Timothy 1:7. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Proverbs 22:4. So, for those who have a Bible, these are verses from the Bible. I just happened to find them on Facebook. But it's a combination of things. If you have a support system, if you feel alone, pray. If you feel bad, know that it will pass. Believe it or not, God does provide. Where we fall short, He picks up. Never give up hope. There's always a reason for living. And there's always someone who loves you. And that's God. For me, I was very blessed to have a wonderful husband. Thank you, Boris, for loving me so well.
I'm so wonderful. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not so wonderful. I'm not so unique.
But it helped. I mean, we've been married for 18 years. And how was it successful? And I like to say that it was by the right actions. The right actions, the right attitude.
It's also by listening.
And the right spirit.
Yeah, listening to one another.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what I found for guidance, the prayer of St. Francis. Oh. This prayer you got to listen to.
Okay.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it's in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
That helps. When you have prayers like that, that helps. The guidance of what Jesus taught us, that helps. To be forgiving, to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You don't have to always win. You don't have to always be right. It's good to own things. It's good to realize them so you could change, so you could grow.
That's good. That's true. Did you know that actually my grandfather was a preacher? Maybe I have something in me. Maybe I can listen to you and do something like that.
Actually, I know somebody that puts it real. I mean, this guy, I couldn't believe it when I was listening to him. His name is Trent Shelton. Uh-huh. And, you know, thinking about how some people have it hard these days, and I'm always conscious of that, you know, praying for them. And I thought, what is this? Your heart will heal. What is this about?
How was football practice today?
Pretty good. I got to learn more drills and what positions I'm going to play.
It's pretty cool, man. Keep working hard, all right? Keep working hard. Andy, can you hand me a slice of cheese, please? You good? What's going on with you? Because I've been noticing, you know, this whole week you've kind of been all right. What's going on?
Honestly, I've been thinking a lot. I graduated like 3 months ago, and it just seems like everyone's getting jobs straight out of college, and I moved here thinking that there was going to be so many opportunities for me, and everyone just thinks that I'm so put together and that I have everything figured out, but really, I feel like I'm just falling apart.
Listen, I understand what you're going through. I've been there, but I need you to understand this. Sometimes it takes certain things falling apart for better things to fall into place. Sometimes it takes losing what you're settling for to remind you of what you truly deserve. Sometimes it takes the most uncomfortable paths to lead your life to the most beautiful place. I know it's hard, but you'll never see the purpose of the storm until you see the growth it produced. You'll never see the purpose of someone leaving your life until you see what's best for your life. You'll never understand why you're going through what you're going through until you see the strength, the power, the growth that it built inside of you. I want you to understand this and believe this, Andy. Your current situation is not your final destination. This storm will eventually run out of rain. This struggle that's seeming like it's lasted forever will eventually run out of pain. This hurt you will turn into the greatest you. This broken you will turn into the best you. Let these hard times, the hardest times in your life, turn into your best life. Let these bad days create your best days. Like that proverb says, just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. So understand, just because something is over doesn't mean your life is over. This chapter is not your story. This moment is not your identity. This pain is not your life. You have to believe the tables of your life will turn. This pain will become power. This weakness will become strength. This confusion will become peace. Better things are coming for your life. Your heart will heal. Your tears will dry. Your mind will calm. This storm will end. It will take time, but I promise you, things will get better. Everything you're going through will eventually turn into everything you made it through. Never forget that every single day is a new beginning. Make today yours. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time, right? Let's get it. That's the smile I'm looking for. Let's enjoy the rest of this pizza.
Now, that was really good, I thought, because I know that a lot of people can relate to it. And when I talk about, you know, just the right actions, I found something else that I wanted to read to you. This is a good philosophy. I have learned to be strong even when I feel like crying. I have learned to be grateful even when I feel lost. I have learned to be positive even when negativity surrounds me. I have learned to be hopeful even if I have every reason to doubt. I have learned to be peaceful even when I want to be enraged. Because no matter what, I won't allow situations to control me. I don't give up. I keep going. So that's basically was my life. I don't give up. I keep going. No matter what, I do keep going because that's what everybody, that's what I deserve. That's what the people that love me deserve. And God does love you.
That is very special. Can I say something? Is that political? I always loved Churchill. Churchill used to say, never give up, never surrender.
And another thing, too, is I've never let circumstances change me. No matter how I was treated or who did what to me, it didn't change who I was. It didn't change who I wanted to be, who I knew I could be, who I knew I ought to be. And yeah. It didn't stop me from being a kind person. It actually made me more understanding.
Nice.
For those that are tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. You're listening to 880 AM The Biz.
And that's it.
In your eyes, there's a heavy blue. Want to love and want to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth. Why do I want? Don't make me choose. I wanna feel the way that we did that summer night. Drunk on a feeling, alone with the stars in the sky. I've been running through the jungle. I've been running with the wolves to get to you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo, on 880 The Biz. Remember, for me, prayer was my strength. The right actions were my self-worth, but faith was my purpose. Though it's hard to believe, we come again to another close of the show, and I wish I could ask all of your questions. But do make sure to stay tuned every Friday at 2 p.m., or download the app 880 AM The Biz, or go to the website www.880thebiz.com. We are live every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks again for listening.
The Cure with Amy Cabo was brought to you by IMIC Research, 786-310-7477 or www.godisthecure.com. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. for The Cure with Amy Cabo, right here on 880 The Biz.